And now, the internationally recognized, critically acclaimed, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Dr. Vic Needman will be with us later, the very famous diet expert, and also Bob Bakian on later to report a death in the show business world. Jim, go ahead. You were telling me that you and your wife, Jim Sarkanian is with us, you and your wife purchased a home, was it in Alabama?
Yeah, Phil, my wife and I purchased a home in the South Baldwin Gulf Shores part of Mobile, okay? And that was in 2004 at a time, purchase price was $2.5 million. And we did a complete remodel because it was a pre-1975 home. There was some asbestos, we redid all the ceilings, all new hardwood floors. We redid the swimming pool, we had new Pebble Tech bottom in the spa, we put in a brand new kitchen. The home is gorgeous, and we put it on the market in August for $3 million.
All right, now you bought it a year ago, about a year and a half ago.
Yeah, about a year and a half ago. Now, the hurricane hit and the other subsequent hurricanes, and the demand in the area went down. And I see that as just the stupidest thing in the world, as I told you, because the other thing I failed to tell you is this. It is beachfront property. It's right on the beautiful waters of the Gulf. It's near Mobile Bay. It's a top market home. Complete new appliances, two new satellite dishes for the house. We've had it on the market since August, and we've had a couple of interested parties, but that dropped off after the hurricane.
Now, you were asking $3 million. You had an interested party?
We had a couple come through in October, and...
You're asking $3 million. What did they offer?
Well, this is what I mean. They offered us $2.2, which is not even in the ballpark. We're sitting here utterly devastated by what's happened to us. What happened to our business plan, because of purchasing this home, is we sunk about $250,000 into the house, and so you're looking at a purchase price of 2.5, 2.75, so we're asking 3, and we're not even getting offered the original purchase price, and our business plan, we had made total improvements at the cost that I mentioned, and to put it on the market for $3 million and get offered 2.2, Phil, I want to tell you, and I want to tell your audience, you feel very exposed. My wife said it's as if someone's watching you while you're taking a shower, you're taking your clothes off. You feel very vulnerable, and you feel taken advantage of.
But that's what the real estate game is about, isn't it? I mean, you take those chances.
Well, there's a great many chances that you take in real estate. That's true. But this is why our purchase wasn't one of those. It's beachfront property. It's 4,000. It's a 4,000 square foot home. Four bedroom, three baths, pool and spa, right in the most desirable port of Mobile Bay, and that is the Gulf Shores, South Baldwin area. Utterly ridiculous, the price.
But see, these hurricanes that have trafficked through the area, Jim, to interrupt you, this summer, people must have gotten skittish about buying property on the Gulf Coast. You had a lot of hurricanes, and who's going to go and invest in property there?
Well, that doesn't make any sense. If hurricanes were to come to the Mobile area, which is highly unlikely, you still have beachfront property. This is what I'm saying. Nothing will ever change the fact that you have beachfront property. Now, I'm not a person given to these regional prejudices. You might, you read about this. Someone thinks of a person southern, he might be slower. I got a home here that is worth every penny of the $3 million we're asking. We bought it at 2.5. The best offer we get is 2.2. You have to be literally the stupidest. And we had a couple come through the house 2 weeks ago, and they were very complimentary. And I said, thank you. And of course, I'm waiting, and I'm waiting. And I'm waiting, and finally their agent comes back with the offer, 215. And I finally told their agent, and I probably shouldn't have said this, but I had it. I finally said to this woman, you have to be the stupidest human being in the world to come to me with an offer like that. You are. And I told her, I don't know how you really make your money, because it can't be on commissions from selling real estate, because you are an utter moron to come to me with an offer like that. So, you're upset to a point. We want to go to the federal government, because we feel that those are the people to go to take action.
Well, all right. I want to ask you about going to the federal government. But you got an offer there. Was it a firm offer, 215?
As far as I know, but I could get a firm offer for $10. You know? I'm not going to be taken advantage of like this by people who don't get the fact that I'm selling a home, all new hardwood floors, all new ceiling redone. We have beautiful fans in all the bedrooms, got brand new side-by-side appliances, everything in the kitchen. I've got the convection oven, over-under convection oven. I'm not going to take a home that I've sunk $250,000 of my capital into and take a loss on the sale because people can't figure out that it's on the beach.
But the hurricane, man.
I don't care if the hurricane... You keep bringing up the hurricane. What has that got to do with the fact that it's on the beach? Beachfront, I'm from California. You know, my wife and I both hail from California. There isn't a person on the face of the earth that understands beachfront property better than a Californian at what it's worth. And
let me ask you about this federal government thing. Because FEMA has been inundated, and FEMA has taken their lumps.
Well, I'll tell you how to do it. It's no secret that FEMA, as you said, is completely unprepared for the thing in New Orleans. They've been called on the carpet by Congress, the property owners of New Orleans, the state, the city. Phil, FEMA's got a lot to answer for. In our case, we now consider ourselves direct casualties of Hurricane Katrina, and that because of that hurricane and the unreasonable response that people had to in the Mobile, Alabama area, we stand to eat almost, in terms of the upgrades, and won't be projected as a fair profit, we stand to eat $750,000, and I tell you, if it stays in the market, we have mortgage to pay.
You want FEMA to assume the price of the house?
Absolutely. It is no different from an individual in New Orleans who has been hard hit by this hurricane, saying, look, I need to recoup the capital in the property that I've lost money. If they can do it, why can't we do it?
Do you live in Mobile?
No, we do not. We live in California.
So you bought this house in a year and a half ago. Can you rent it?
You can't rent that house. You can't even make the mortgage on a house like that with a rental in that area unless you're renting it to a movie company or you're renting it to an executive that's relocating. It's not going to happen.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, the number here. On the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. You know, FEMA's really up to their ears in all kinds of things here.
They're up. They're definitely a government agency that has been found wanting. They have come up short in a lot of areas. And that does not mean that I don't get in line and expect to have some action here. Now, here is where I think it's interesting. If I'm owning a piece of property in Mobile, Alabama, which has not sustained serious hurricane damage but once. That was Hurricane Ivan a year ago. Before that and since then, all the hurricanes in the Mobile, Alabama area have been what they call brush buys. They have not created any damage. You can't tell me that buying a home in Mobile, Alabama, on the South Baldwin Gulf Shore area, and I put $250,000 into it, and I'm asking for $3 million, and all of a sudden, magically, everybody's afraid of buying because of hurricanes. I think that it is the responsibility of the government to assist me in recouping my investment, because there is no way that a reasonable human being could ever anticipate how stupid somebody's got to be to bypass a deal like that.
Well, I'm going to keep going back to what I said, okay?
Well, you can keep going back to it, Phil.
Well, let me finish what I'm saying, Jim. I'm just going to keep going back to what I said, man. This, for whatever reason, this series of hurricanes has freaked people out.
But Mobile, Alabama has never, other than Ivan, sustained a direct hit from a hurricane. Never. Now, I researched this, and I shouldn't even have to research it. Because if you had a buyer base and you had real estate agents that were aware, you would understand that beachfront property is the most valuable property in America today, without question. And Mobile, Alabama, the Gulf Coast, is the next hot area. And now, all of a sudden, nobody wants to come to the table with a reasonable offer because I am dealing with idiots. And it's as plain and simple as that.
Well, you want the federal government to recoup you because the people that are buying houses in the Mobile, Alabama area are stupid?
I am telling you that I am just as much a casualty of Hurricane Katrina as anybody else. And I've given you the facts, the figures there. If Hurricane Katrina comes into New Orleans and knocks a guy's house off the foundation, you know the federal government's going to come up, step up to the plate, and pay that guy off. Now, my wife and I, every, 2 weeks, we get a guy walking through the house who says, yeah, I'll offer you 2-1-2-2. And so we feel as if we are sitting on a toilet going to the bathroom and the window is open and there's six guys out there staring at us. It is a vulnerable position to be in. I'm asking the federal government to do for us what they're doing for people in New Orleans. That's all.
All right. We got on the line here, Jim Sarkanian. Jim is a homeowner. He's actually not from Alabama, but bought a house in Alabama. pretty nice house, man. He bought it for $2.5 million and put another $250,000 into it. And so he's asking for three. He hasn't had an offer higher than 2.2, and he thinks it's outrageous. I mean, you heard the guy. If you just tuned in, I mean, he basically said that the real estate agent who brought him the last offer for 2.15, he said to her, "You got to be the stupidest human being that I've ever met." He called. And so because of, essentially, people too stupid to know how valuable his house is, he wants FEMA assistance. And that includes the federal government assuming the purchase price of the home, which was $2.5 million, including his profit, which are his projected profit. 1-800-449-8686. This is the kind of stuff that the federal, you know, the Federal Emergency Management Agency is getting inundated with. And this guy, by the way, Mr. Sarkanian, with all due respect, he doesn't even live in Alabama. This is a piece of investment property he and his wife bought, and they want to flip it, and they thought they could flip it for about $500,000 cool. And guess what? You know, nobody's knocking on the door. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
On the line here is Jim Sarkanian, who purchased a home along with it. Your wife and you purchased this home?
Yeah, well, we both purchased the house in part of the partnership of our business. This is not a home, Phil, that we are, you know, this is not a home that we're living in. This is a home that we have purchased as part of an investment. And
well, look, you wanted to flip the house and make your money.
I heard you use that term, flip the house. Before we went to the break, look, there's nothing wrong with somebody investing in property and real estate, especially the Gulf Coast. You look at an area of the country that has been traditionally depressed economically, which is the Gulf Coast areas. Many of the southern states, many of the rural parts of the southern states, traditionally depressed. There's an awful lot of investment going on right now in that part of the country. Now, I bought that house, and I upgraded that house, and now I am going to go to the federal government, I'm going to FEMA, and I'm going to say I need for them to assume the cost of the house because I took it the same way these people in New Orleans took it from Katrina. And yet I do not understand why it is that I got to get in line along with everybody else, you see. And
how is it that a guy who loses his home in the hurricane is the same as, you are the same as him?
If a man buys a house in an area where hurricanes have traditionally hit, then and he's being reimbursed for it by the federal government, then why cannot I be reimbursed for my investment in this home in Mobile? Because the people of that area are too, and I mean it, the buyers in that area are too uninformed, too unintelligent, or whatever word you want to use, to recognize that they would have a home sitting on the ocean that they can swim in, that is a part of a quality of life that they probably don't have where they live right now, that I've upgraded to the tune of $250,000, that I'm asking a reasonable price for a 4,000-square-foot home, four bedrooms, three baths, $3 million. This is a beautiful...
How many acres?
It's about 5 acres.
5 acres of land.
That's correct.
And because you can't sell it, you think FEMA should...
I think, but why not? I mean, you'd say to me that I took an investment. I think a guy that built a house in New Orleans, in a city that's below sea level, took the same kind of took the same kind of risk. And yet there's a guy that is being, having his hand held, and meanwhile I'm sitting here, having to deal with some of the dumbest people, and I mean that in the real estate business, that I've ever talked to in my life.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Jim Sarkanian, you're from California. What part?
I work for the San Diego area.
San Diego, all right. Here is Chuck. Go ahead, Chuck.
Yes.
Go ahead, sir.
I just wanted to comment. Jim's calling a lot of people down in that area stupid. He's bringing in the California beachfront property valuation that he came in. He knows that the property values in the coast of California are great.
I'm telling you right now, the Gulf Shore area and the South Baldwin area, Mobile Bay, the going price right now for a home down there, top market home, is 2.5. Right now, 2.5.
Well, but obviously you're not going to get that. You're calling them stupid, but you're the ones that put $2.5 million into a house, and you put another $250,000 in an area that's not going to bring you back that $2.5 million.
And this is what I'm trying to say to you. It should, because it's beachfront property. And I don't think the people down there have been educated to the value of beachfront. I think that they're used to sitting on a, you know, with all due respect, I think they're used to sitting on a dock and putting a bamboo pole in the water and pulling a catfish. I'm talking about quality of life. You know, I'm talking about the kind of thing that you can put a boat on. You can put a beach, build a beautiful beach barbecue and have a life. This is top market. And it's very top market area, Mobile Bay.
Well, I think you're bringing in a California mentality here where California doesn't have to deal with the hurricanes. It's the same as if somebody built a house in California that's destroyed by an earthquake.
Wait a minute. Why?
One of the risks that you take.
Wait, how come the houses there are getting 2.4 and I put in $250,000 and I asked $3 million and I'm not even getting what I bought the house for? That's dumb. That's nothing more than dumb.
Well, all right, but because
I can only say the only thing dumb I can hear is that you put the $2.5 million in it in the first place.
Why is that? How? I'll put it to you because you sound like an intelligent man. If I buy a house in New Orleans, and the house that I buy is below sea level, and the house that I buy is below sea level next to a dike, and the house that I buy is below sea level next to a dike in an area known for hurricanes, or at least known for tropical storms and tropical depression, my home gets flooded. As the result of the tropical storm, tropical depression, the fact that it's below sea level and near a dike, and the federal government comes and holds my hand. Now, why am I not getting the same consideration instead of being made to feel like I'm a jail punk? Like I'm supposed to sit there and go to the toilet with everybody looking and taking pictures.
Well, now, wait a minute, man. I mean, you're talking, you know.
Well, no, I asked this gentleman. He's an intelligent man. Why?
I think what you're comparing there is apples and oranges.
Oh, what do you mean apples and oranges? Here's a guy that buys a house in New Orleans, Louisiana, that is noted for its inclement weather. Now the government is holding this guy's hand. See?
Well, I think you'll find that most of the people that are getting their houses replaced in New Orleans are not people that can afford a house in San Diego and a $2.5 million house on the Gulf Coast.
Well, there's nothing in FEMA regulations that says that you're supposed to be poor or, you know, that you can't own three houses. All it says is, you know, you are allowed, when an area is declared a national, you know, a disaster area, an emergency area, that federal relief is to come your way. Okay.
Well, is Mobile, Alabama declared an emergency area?
No, not yet, but I am saying to you that this is a disaster for me, and I think that the government should give me all the consideration they give to some guy down in Louisiana in a shotgun house who bought that house knowing that he was buying it in a town that was below sea level, for God's sake. See, Chuck is listening to me, and he's beginning to understand what I'm saying. And he's beginning to, you're beginning to agree with me, I can tell, because I can hear the wheels spinning in your head. It's not right.
I'm just trying to draw the line that's different. I have an investment home. I have a little house, nothing near what you've built.
Well, where's your home?
We're in Illinois. I have a house.
You get tornadoes in that area, don't you?
We're not in Tornado Alley, but we get twisters around here.
All right.
I have a house, and my problem is not a hurricane.
If you,
it's an earthquake. Plant closures, and we had a drought this year.
You take it to the shorts from a tornado. Meanwhile, I got, you know, down at Aunt B down the road. She gets her house replaced because a tornado ripped the thing to hell and back. You got an investment property. The same thing happens to you. Well, let's say you can't sell it. Even though you're in Tornado Alley, nobody wants to buy your house. Why? Because it's in Tornado Alley. You're taking it in the shorts like a jail punk because Aunt B got her money and you didn't.
Can we not use the term jail punk? It's just
Well, that's what's happening to this guy and me. Chuck is a man. He's a capitalist. He's an investment guy. I am too.
But I'm not calling up to call other people.
I'm telling you, you should.
I can't sell the house for what I want for it because the crops have failed around here and the plants are closing. But
you
I'm not
going
to go to FEMA and demand that they pay my bill.
That's
I
right.
made a bad investment, and I'm going to live with it.
No, you didn't make a bad investment. You bought a house that every other Aunt B and Andy Mayberry in the area is going to get FEMA to come in. They're going to powder their rear ends, put on a diaper, put up the bed, and you and I are out there like jail punks picking up cigarette butts.
All right, look, thank you very much, Chuck. 1-800-449-8686. This jail punk thing.
Well, the reason why I use that analogy, Phil, is probably very strong, is because I'm really, truly outraged at how it is that a man, an entrepreneur, a capitalist like myself, who goes down to Mobile, Alabama, and tries to introduce a quality of life to those people, gives them out. Look at this is a beach house. This is what you do. Here's a barbecue. Here's a beach. You know, you play on it. You have friends. You make margaritas, and everybody's standing there with it. Everybody's standing around with their overalls and a cane pole, and they're saying, "Well, yeah, you know, I don't know." So if they get to have the federal government come down there, put them in a baby basket, stick a little bonnet on them, burp them, then why don't I at least get picked up over his shoulder and allowed to throw up on a bib? No, I'm not.
It's a very colorful way you have of putting things there, Jim. 1-800-449-8686. This man built a home, bought a home for $2.5 million. He wants $3 million in Mobile Bay, but guess what? Nobody's buying. Hurricanes. 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Talk radio's speed trap. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Jim Sarkanian with us from San Diego, California, bought a home a year ago in Mobile, Alabama at $2.5 million. You can't even get, you're trying to sell, you're not even going to get your purchase price back for it. You've got an offer for $2.2 million, which is unacceptable. Why not just eat it, you know?
Well, you know, Phil, it's easier to say, why not just eat it? I have a wife she's the one that got me into this. She wanted to invest in these properties. She wanted to flip them, make a few dollars. And one of the things my wife is keen on doing is she's a member of a Republican women's club here in the San Diego area. And she knows a lot of people who are very important in the society sense. I'm not very familiar with it myself, but she likes to be invited to a lot of these auctions, loves to go to a lot of these functions. And you cannot really get the invitations from the right people to the right parties if it gets around that you are struggling to sell a piece of property, for $250,000 profit, and you're some kind of a punk that could be taken advantage of. I'm sorry I keep using that word, you know, but if it gets around that we got bitched on this deal to all of her Republican women friends, she doesn't get invited to the right parties, and guess what happens? You got it. You and me, my friend, you know what happens when our wives get unhappy. We're very unhappy, and I don't think I need to spell that out, okay? And it's all because all of a sudden I come from San Diego, I go down to Mobile, Alabama, and somebody's bitching me. That's the part that I don't understand.
You know, I got to ask you to kind of clean your language up. You're using all this, I got bitched on the real estate deal thing.
Forgive me, but I feel like I have been very badly manhandled, very roughly, you know, and then just kind of given my shirt and pushed out into the corridor, you know.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Tony. Tony, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Phil.
Hi.
I tell you right now, that guy from California, he's a blooming idiot. Thinking he'd come in there and bring California prices.
No, that ain't California.
You got it wrong, though. The market value. I listen to what you had to say.
Market value down there is already $2.5 million. I'm not bringing.
I don't care what you say it is. I'll tell you what it is in Alabama right now.
What?
Because I own property in Alabama.
On the beach?
I moved. No, I don't have to own no beachfront property.
See, this guy doesn't know.
I don't make that kind of money.
He doesn't own beachfront.
I wouldn't own no beachfront property. Not that around all hurricanes and everything.
Let's let the man finish.
That's where you're a fool.
I'm a fool. Right.
Yeah, you don't even live in Alabama. You gonna tell people in Alabama what something's worth?
Hey, man, go on any website, the Mobile, Alabama area. Look up the top market prices in Gulf Shore. $3.5 million.
I don't care in Gulf Shore. I live in North Alabama.
Okay, then you don't know what you're talking about.
I lived in Chattanooga all my life. And I found property in Alabama. It was about $3,000 cheaper to move to Alabama, which is about 30 miles south of Chattanooga, where I grew up at. And I said goodbye to Chattanooga, my hometown, because the prices were cheaper in Alabama.
I'm not talking about a house with a chain link fence around it for your pit bull. I'm talking about
I ain't got no pit bull, baby. I got a little black lab. It's pretty as all get out.
Yeah, I'll bet he is. I'll bet he is. And I'll bet you that block house you live in is real cool in the summertime.
I'll tell you right now. I got something to me that's prettier than a dad burned beachfront property. I've got a mountain that's right at my back door.
Big
how much
deal.
Can you get right there?
You can't swim in a mountain. Hello.
That's right.
Wow.
You can't. I might not be able to swim in a mountain, but I can swim in that in-ground pool that I've got on that 10 acres.
Well, that's a good point.
Okay, look.
What's your point?
Here's my point, and you won't listen to me. They're getting $2.5 million.
Why should I? All I hear you cry. I say FEMA will just lack you clean out of the socket when you go talking all that.
Look, if FEMA's paying off guys like you, why can't I hit a little bit of that jackpot? And if you went on any website down there in Mobile,
it ain't a jackpot. That's not a gambling casino you got down there. How can you figure it'd be a jackpot? You go tell me that if your stocks fall and you have to sell them for a loss, that you're going to go to FEMA and cry to FEMA because your stocks dropped?
Okay.
That's the same thing with a house.
I want to ask you a question.
You lose money in everything you do.
Hey, you look me
that's
in the face.
That's why you lost money.
Hey,
so
you know
get
what?
Over
you
it.
Tell me, you look me in the face and tell me if I'm lying. Your old lady probably is the one that wanted to move down to Alabama with the big mountain and the swimming pool and all that, right?
Do what now?
I said your old lady's the one that wanted to move you down to Alabama.
I won't tell you right now. I've always liked that area down where I moved to.
Jesus.
I talked to her, and she's from L.A.
If you...
Yeah, she was born out in Los Angeles.
No, you,
I
L.A.
married her.
Hey, dude, when you see L.A. on anything,
years.
Louisiana.
And she moves where I tell her to.
LA
I don't listen
means,
to my wife. That's
but,
what's wrong. Your wife's crying to you about you're going to lose money on it, and she's going, quote, quote, lose your society standards, so you think that the government should keep you up. You're just about as bad as some of the people on welfare, pardon the people.
Hey, listen,
there's a lot of people need to be on welfare.
I hate to break the news
but
to you.
I tell you right now, you don't need to be on welfare.
Riverside ain't L.A.
You
well, wait a minute.
Get over it. Get over yourself.
Well, get over myself.
The high society ways and everything.
My wife said to me that we needed to turn this property. She's got some very important friends in San Diego. And you're lying to me.
I
you're telling me
they're not in Alabama. That's the whole point. You're talking about stuff in California that's doing Alabama. That's a whole country apart. I drive a truck over the road. Matter of fact, I pulled off to the side of the road.
Well, I'm glad you don't talk off the road. You did what? Look at you moved from Chattanooga.
I'm a truck driver.
You moved from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Which, by the way, has got some very nice property values as it begins to increase in value. Because
yeah, up on top of the mountains.
Well,
they ain't got no beachfront property. There's no beach in Chattanooga. Unless you go up to the state park up there. We got a little sandy beach up there. But you don't see people trying to build houses around it, do you?
Do they surf? No. So what's the point? You go down to Gulfport. You got a beachfront property.
I've been all over Gulfport. I've been all over Louisiana and everything
okay.
else. I've been all over the country.
You're up in that part
there
of
ain't no
you're
piece of
Alabama.
Property with a house on it. I've seen... ever, anywhere in this whole country been worth $2.5 million. There ain't no way.
Well, obviously, you've never been anywhere outside of Alabama because...
A fool.
I'm a fool? Let me tell you
something. You're a fool.
You're the guy with the old lady talking to moving to Alabama.
You like that little thing there. You like got all your little eggs in one little basket. When something don't go your way, you think somebody should have to pay for that basket of eggs.
All right, hold on.
Hold on, guys. Hold on.
So I want to say one thing. This guy calls me a fool, and he's the guy that lives in Alabama, northern Alabama.
Wow.
That's right.
You gotta be kidding.
Now, wait a minute. He likes living there. That's the whole point. He's there.
Yeah, but his wife talked to him.
Hey, I got one
he won't even be honest enough
Phil,
to say it.
Phil, yeah. I want him to find out one thing. Can you have deer come up on your front porch and eat dog food out of your dog food feeder? Can you get that in California? I don't think so.
No.
I'm right back to
you think I want my neighbors seeing that? Come on.
Hey, I don't care. My neighbors like seeing that. They want to shoot that deer and put it in the freezer, tell you the truth, and I won't let them.
Well, look at you got a dog, right?
I've got a 4-year-old grandson.
Now, here's the thing that bothers me more than anything else.
Him right across that 10 acres of ground.
Let me ask you a question. Here's the thing that bothers me more than anything else. This bothers me. That you let your dog starve to let a deer live. Wow.
That's right, because, hey, it costs about $7-$8 for 25 pounds of dog food.
Wait a minute.
I can feed the deer.
I think we're going around in circles here, but this gentleman's point, Jim, is that ask the federal government to come in and bail you out.
This guy moved into a blockhouse with a chain link fence and a pit bull, and he's got deer starving his dog out of house and home, and he's got the federal government helping him.
No, he doesn't. He never said that.
The federal government didn't help me do nothing, buddy.
Yeah, well,
the federal government didn't help me do a damn thing.
I thought you said your wife applied to the federal government.
He said his wife comes from Los Angeles.
And I said Riverside ain't L.A. Ouch,
no, I'm not talking about this. I'm talking about Torrance and Carson and all that area right now, downtown L.A., before it got bad.
Your wife's from downtown?
Yeah, right there in Torrance.
Well, I got to hand it to you. You're a very open-minded guy for marrying a black woman. Now, they think...
Okay, that's not necessary. You don't know whether his wife's black.
Hey, look, said nothing about your wife, except she's a high society, which you already
that's
said right. She was high society.
You know, but...
I could be calling her a snob and everything else, but you don't hear me getting down on your wife. See, that's your mentality. I see right now. That you've got maybe a high school diploma. Your wife's probably got a college degree. How she married somebody as dumb as you, I ain't figured out yet.
Dumb? She's the one that wanted to buy this property, not me.
You listened to the wrong people then, didn't you?
I suggested we buy it because she wanted to get in with the right people in San Diego.
You suggested that
She wanted to get invited to some party that Pete Wilson was throwing.
All right, look
at
it. Thank you.
You just like all the rest of people, straight to
got
money.
I think
a little bit of money.
This is a great country.
You want to get better rubbed with the ones that got money and turn your back on everybody else that don't have
really
money.
Great country,
and I tell you right now, I'm working every day.
Are you with some guy with a chain-link fence and a block house, and
I don't
the guy that's got a $2.5 million house?
All right, look at
it. I don't have a chain-link fence, but I guarantee
you. You want to get one?
No, I'm not planning on putting no chain-link fence up on 10 acres.
Well, how the hell do you keep a dog in?
I don't. I live out in the country, buddy. He can run as far as he wants to.
Oh, thanks
that's
a lot.
What's so nice about it.
Yeah, so now there's like, what, six dead mailmen?
Where you live at? Have you got a chain link fence up? No, you probably got a rod out.
You know,
you let
your freaking dog run out and rip the guts out of another mailman. How many mailmen you want to kill before you finally put up a fence?
All right,
my mailman don't even get out of his vehicle because I make sure my I put this way. My mailbox says 3/10 of a mile away from my house.
Well, that's smart.
My dog gets
what is that about?
Driveway. He's tired.
How deep are the ruts around your oak tree from your dog running around in circles?
My dog don't run around in circles. He got 10 acres he can roam around on.
All right, look, Tony, thank you very much. Good points that you made.
What are you talking about, Mr. Henry?
Hold on for just
a second. I think he's an idiot.
Tony, thank you very
much. I'm the idiot. An idiot.
You got to be an idiot to pass the beachfront property and instead live where? Northern Alabama. Which, boy, it's heaven compared to Chattanooga.
All right, look, thank you very much, gentlemen. Thank you.
And to think I paid.
Shut up. All right, 1-800-449-8. Tony, man, he, you know, as far as I'm concerned, that's a guy that he knows which side of the bread the butter's on. Moved to a nicer house, likes where he is, he's got a mountain.
He's got a mountain. That's great, Mr. Henry. He's got a mountain. I got a beach! Water!
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Making pot brownies. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
I don't think the last call, though, Mr.
Hold on, we're back on the air. It's the Phil Henry Show. Jim Sarkanian with me, a man who's bought some investment real estate on the Gulf Coast of Alabama. There, Gulf Shores, is it?
Gulf Shores, Phil. The point that I was trying to make the last gentleman that he wouldn't listen to me. Not, I don't think maybe he couldn't understand me. Was the property is worth two. You're getting houses down there for two point five right now, anyway.
Well, are they selling for 2.5? Are they asking 2.5?
Well, that's the asking price. But the point is,
no. See, that's an important thing. You can ask anything you want. The question is, what are they getting?
Well, I've been in the real estate game for a long time, so please, I'm sure you understand what you're doing.
Well, you know, my wife and I own a couple of pieces of property, and I'm coming out of nowhere. I'm just saying,
a couple of pieces of property. You're like this guy from Chattanooga. You know, it's one thing to own a block house with a chain link fence, and you got there you are, and. Oh, to live on Sugar Mountain. You know, it's like a Neil Young song. I'm talking about real investment property. Real. Here's a guy from Tennessee that you had me on the phone with. You made that guy, forgive me, but you made that guy make me look like a monkey. And I should have, been able to handle him. But
well, why didn't you? Yeah, I mean, what do you mean? I didn't make the guy, I didn't put the guy up to the call.
Well, but this guy is a truck driver from Alabama making me look like a chimp. See, here's the thing. This guy is living on a piece of property, and in the backyard he's got a pool. And he's got, Rocky Top back there. You know, like that tune? What is that about?
What do you mean, Rocky Top?
Well, it's that song, Oh, to Live Up on Rocky Top. You know, old man's making sweet love to her up on Rocky Top. I'm trying to tell you, I'm talking cold, hard cash. I'm talking a rebound to Mr. Jackson. You see what I'm saying? But instead, what I have is a buyer base of people that are not educated. I mean, his pool's lined with AstroTurf, see? You can put it in all the pools you want, but if you got it...
Look, that guy shut you down, man. All the one-liners in the world aren't going to save you now, Rocky Top.
No, he didn't shut me down. You allowed him to shut me down.
I did not allow anything, man. I let you guys go at it. I let the two of you go at it. Here is Shane on the Phil Henry Show. Shane, go ahead.
Yes. So, Jim, I just called in. I guess to revisit the facts. You bought a piece of property for $2.5 million.
That's correct, yes.
You invested an additional $250,000 into it.
Yeah, so we got the Kenmore. We got a side-by-side Sub-Zero. So we redid the entire kitchen. Granite top counters.
Okay, that's...
Put it on the hood not, stove and everything else. So we did all the new hardwood floors. We did quite a bit of upgrade on this. And I got to tell you something. The house was not worth the $2.5 we paid for it.
What was that? I'm sorry?
I said the house wasn't even worth the $2.5 we paid for it.
Okay, so that's the first acknowledgement. The house wasn't worth the $2.5 you paid for it.
But they were
right
asking.
Right now you have $2.7 million into this, and from the conversations I heard before, there are now houses of equal value on the market for $2.5.
Yeah. Hey, can I ask a question? Can I jump in?
So you're trying
Shane,
to say,
Shane, it's, so Phil.
Trying,
it's Phil. It's Phil. I just want to ask.
Wait, one moment. Let me.
I want to ask the guy a question. I want to ask the guy a question though. I want to ask you a question, Mr. Sarkanian. What was the house offered at when you bought it?
It was offered for $2.4 million.
And you paid above the asking price?
I bid high because there were multiple offers, yeah.
Okay. All right, go ahead, Shane.
I guess my point is... So
what an idiot.
You came in, obviously, there might have been some, or you really wanted this property. You bid $2.5 million. Right now, you're seeing things on the market for $2.5 million. You acknowledge the fact you paid too much for this property. The Fed has been talking about how the housing market's
starting to soften. Well, you're bucking to take over Alan Greenspan's job? Why don't you get to the point here?
Wait,
it sounds like you're testifying before the Senate.
Excuse me.
You let the man finish, okay?
You see it all the time in the press, the fact that the luxury housing market is starting to soften. So now all of a sudden, something that might be on the market for 2.5, you're only getting 2.24. Frankly, it seems to me like we acknowledge the fact that there is risk in real estate investment. You took a risk. You invested in a market that you aren't even familiar with. You're probably leveraging off of economics.
Well, it would be a lot easier if you just went ahead and said to me, I'm a blithering idiot.
Right.
And now you're trying to pawn it off as the economics of real estate.
We got a break. Hold on. I got a break here.
Why does that guy just come out and say it? You know what, pal? The market softened. You know, he really likes that word.
Get just 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Are you for real?
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, Jim, we only got a few seconds.
Well, the upshot of the deal is, Phil, that the county of Mobile came to me and said they want to condemn the land. They want to put up a ballpark. You know, they put up another one of these Belco, TelSouth, I don't know what the name of it is, some sponsor, you know, Petco ballpark, condemn the land, eminent domain the land, and they're going to give me 2-1. 215. So what's happened here is the federal government, in a conspiracy, I really honestly believe, to entrepreneurs everywhere. I think everybody who invests in real estate really ought to take and when I get phone calls from people who are telling me, how to sell real estate, and they come from Maine, and they're selling lobster, and I just, my wife wants to be popular, and I can't blame her because she's not very good looking. And
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Out of bounds.